the Thursday before Pesach this year, I had the opportunity to give a special shiur about the halachas concerning Chol HaMoed. Unknowing to anybody in the room, this turned out to be David's last shiur that he ever attended in this world. Shortly afterwards, on Thursday afternoon, not feeling well, David returned home. Over the weekend, he was hospitalized, and an Erev Pesach was in fact his levaya. I just wanted to share one very quick thought that we had spoken about during that shiur, the last Divrei Torah of David, Olam Hazeh. We had spoken about some of the halachas concerning Chol HaMoed. We're familiar with the fact that there are limitations of what type of work one is permitted to perform in Chol HaMoed and what one is permitted to perform in Chol HaMoed. And there is a basic halachic distinction between what we call Dover HaOved in contrast to Menias HaRevach. Dover HaOved literally meaning something which is lost. A person is going to experience a financial loss. Under certain circumstances, one is permitted to actually work on Chol HaMoed to prevent such a loss. In contrast to Menias HaRevach, which is not something that one actually loses, but rather is a quote-unquote loss of anticipated profit. So generally speaking, that does not fall under the category of Dover HaOved. Without going into the details of the halachic world right now, this distinction clearly exists in Hilchos Chol HaMoed. I want to just borrow this halachic distinction just for a moment and to show how perhaps these two different approaches, Dover HaOved, something that one actually has, which one loses, in contrast to something which one didn't quite have and is expecting to have, but never quite attains. So I think that these two halachas encapsulate a very unique aspect of David's life. The Gemara tells us that before a person is born, so they are learning Kol HaTorah Kula, they are studying with the Malach, with the angel in heaven, and studying all of the Torah. They come to this world, and all of the Torah is forgotten, and they have to, in a sense, find it once again. They have to go back to retrieve that which belonged to them. And very often, when you see an individual who is learning, so sometimes you can tell whether that individual really truly is practicing this message or not. Sometimes when a person is learning, so it's nice and it's enjoyable, and perhaps if they pick up a tidbit of information along the way, it satisfies them. And sometimes a person who was involved in the study of Torah, you could see that they're looking for something which is really theirs, something which they're retrieving, something which was lost to them, which at one time they had. Anybody who knew David could be able to see in his eyes when I would say a shiur, whether it would be in the Beis Medrash before shiur, whether it would be after shiur discussing the shiur. David would come over to me countless number of times during this past year when I had the privilege to be his Rebbe. And you could see literally the fire in his eyes. You could see that he approached the learning of Torah not just as, well, it's a nice profit. If we get it, that's fine. And if we lose it, that's okay also. For David, Torah was not Menias HaRevach, but Torah was literally a Dover HaOved. It was something that he felt he needed and he lost that he was trying to retrieve back to those days when he had studied Torah with the Malachi Ashares. No doubt that although we no longer have the privilege of having David study with us in our Beis Medrash, in our Shia room, he is still continuing that quest to Talmud Torah back to where his Talmud Torah began with the Malachim, with the Kisei HaKavod. Hopefully this day of learning and much other learning that is taking place, both in yeshiva and outside yeshiva, should continue to be le'ilu l'shmaso, and his short span in this world should serve as an inspiration for all of us.